Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 1, we were talking about the eternal blessings that Hannah must have received for her faithfulness. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The same Holy Spirit that moved in creation has not lost His power. And if He can create a mighty universe, He does not have to compromise and get fleshly to accomplish His will. We don't have to compromise and get fleshly to win them. By the way, we're not out to win them. We're out to change them. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's changed. Old things have passed away. We don't bring more old things in, hoping that he'll get saved by having so many old things, so that doesn't get him saved. You don't get a drunk cured by giving him more and more drink until he's dead. Well, if he's dead, then he's not going to drink anymore. But that's not the goal of it either. So again, you don't become like them in order to win them, because you don't change them when you do that. And so just like science has taken, redirected our faith from God, it seems like in the same matter, psychology and entertainment and so many other things have taken us from the pure worship of God. And as a result, we don't see the supernatural working of God in our hearts and lives today in so many cases. Now, you can have the pearls, Nina, of science. I want the grace of Hannah that brings reward. She sought fulfillment, and she took it to the Lord. Boy, isn't that great? And then we see that she also paid a price. Again, she'd only have Samuel till he's 3, 4, 5 years old. Go to the temple once a year with a coat that was made for him. But think of this. Hannah sees Samuel every day now, and she has so for the last 3,000 years. Don't you think it was worth it? And by the way, Samuel and Hannah are just as conscious as we are, but they're with the Lord. As a matter of fact, we know that just by looking at Samuel. After Samuel dies, God allows a witch to call Samuel's spirit back for King Saul. And King Saul, whom Samuel loved and wept for and prayed for, was Saul's friend. Samuel's mad at Saul when he's called back from that wonderful place to appear to him. Oh, was he angry. So again, it's worth it, because you have to have the eternal mindset. You have to have eternity down in the depths of your spirit and understand it from God's vantage point. So we read in chapter 2, verse 21, it says, "And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters, and the child Samuel grew before the Lord." So God gave her more children. Now, we're not told she asked for them. But God gave her more than she asked. And so she was blessed in this life also. I think the eternal blessings are tremendous. The eternal blessings are much greater, although he gave her these children. Now, it's unfortunate today. Some people pray to God as a good luck charm. Kind of like, well, you just take hold and wish real hard, and you wish long enough and hard enough, God will do it. That's not the way it works, my friend. The relationship with the Lord is a relationship, not some type of a religious exercise. She gave what would be her firstborn. Isn't that a type of Mary? And she had no promise of any other children. However, I believe that her relationship to God taught her, you can't outgive or outlove the Lord. Samuel was not just a love child with Elkanah. He was a love child of God. We read in that passage in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. Again, if two lie together, they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. A threefold cord? See, a threefold cord was one main cord with two cords intertwined wrapped about that main cord. So it was a threefold cord. And Christ should be the center of your marriage, and you and your mate wrapped about him. And let me be clear on this once again, in case somebody wants to misinterpret this somewhere down the world. When I say you and your mate, I'm not talking about a man and a man or a woman and a woman. I'm talking a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, as scripturally described by Jesus in Matthew chapter 19. And I want that to be perfectly clear. Now, she took it to God and then was willing to accept. She would accept whatever his verdict would be. Again, she prayed silently, but it was a great example of true praying in the Spirit. And did you notice the last three words of verse 18? She was no more sad. No more sad. How many mothers and dads today would give their child to God completely? Send them to a fundamental Christian Bible college? And then, if they were called to be their number one supporters for them to go to the mission field, even if it's a faraway field where you only see them once every 5 years, oh, my friend, if you have eternity in the very depths of your spirit, and you know God is true to all of his promise. You have Christ in the depths of your spirit and his eternity in the depths of your spirit. Then you endure it in that strength and with the hope of joy. That is what is wrong with Christianity today. We lack fulfillment because we're not willing to give the Lord our all. We lack the eternal mindset. I believe it was old Bob Jones Sr.'s that we sacrifice the eternal on the altar of the present. Is there anything right now that you have that you're not willing for God to have or to use? If that's the case, then you lack the Holy Spirit's filling. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. I don't understand that. Well, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, he has to have all of you. When you got saved, you got all the Holy Spirit. But most of the time, the Holy Spirit doesn't have all of you. And if there's anything that you're not willing for God to have or use, then you don't have the fullness of his Spirit. The beginning for Hannah and for Samuel was in the house of God. My friend, don't expect prayer answers if you're not seeking your fulfillment in Christ. If you're seeking the world's favor, the riches of this world instead of the glory of God, don't expect it. Don't expect prayer answered to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Don't expect your prayers answered if you don't love God enough to trust him with anything, whether it's a problem, whether it's your gifts. Be willing to trust him with all that you have, even those things that are most precious to you. Let's think of Luke chapter 14, verse 26 and 27, which says, if any man, this is Jesus speaking, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. It doesn't say he can't be saved. It says he can't be his disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. See, sometimes things come into our life, might be financial, it might be health, it might be other things that become a cross. We quit on God. We think God's been unfair to us. And you see, the truth of the matter is that was allowed there to show you your lack of consecration and commitment. If you're not willing to live right, don't expect prayer to be answered. Psalm 66:18 is clear. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Don't expect God's answers to prayer if your relationship is not right with Him. Now, Christians, I want to address you first. Husbands, you're told to love your wives. And sometimes you stubbornly hold back the honor, the cherish that you promised on your wedding vows. And whether you promised those or not, maybe yours is a civil ceremony and you didn't make those promises. It's what God wants from you. Make a commitment to love God, then to love your mate in a way that if anyone else emulates loving their mate by following your lead, that love will be well-pleasing in God's sight. Man loved his wife or wife loves her husband as you do, would it be pleasing in God's sight? And then allow your family to be a family that reaches in as well as reaches out. You say, what do you mean by that? I think it's good for families to be involved in ministry. Families should go to church together. Maybe a family can work in a ministry together at the church. And there are very things that we can reach out as a family to other people and seek to bring them to Christ. But let's also reach in. Reach in within the family and show the love that God would have us to have one for another. And then thirdly, be willing to release anything being held back from God. Take the time in your heart to, even right now, to lay it all on the altar in your heart and tell the Lord that He can have all. In the next church service you're in and the invitation is given, go down to the altar and reiterate that vow once again in God's house. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus."